Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th day of the month of Kislev Tafshin Pei Aleph. We are continuing our learning together, personal growth and character development. So we know that when we talk about jumpstarting a daily systemic approach to personal growth, what we've been discussing previously, we have to think about how is it that a person achieves this valued ideal of personal growth. It's ongoing. It's an effort that cannot be ever diminished. What are the steps that a person has to take in order to bring these desired changes in one's character, knowing how important this task is? It is of crucial importance for a person to have a plan, and that plan has to be a consistent daily investment of effort for self-improvement. It's what the Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, that Ha'adam HaShalem, that the complete person has to have, Tzarech lo sheyizkor midoysav tomid, that a person has to constantly remember their character traits, weigh in on them, v'yishkol pa'uloisav, a person has to weigh their actions, examine v'yavchin tchunos nafsho yom yom, a person has to examine his personality every single day. You cannot just simply go through the day and by the day and by the time without really examining every single day. Now, if you see a person, v'chomash yira nafsho, noitel etzad, if a person sees, for example, that he is leaning towards an extreme, whatever that extreme is, you have to quickly heal that tendency, and you can't allow the bad trait, the midorah, to strengthen itself. And when it repeats, and it orders itself continually in a person's way, so if that misdeed will then continue, you have to eradicate that. And similarly, so he says, the Rambam, that a person should devote your attention to constantly overcoming this base character traits that are not descriptive of how it is we want to live our lives and seek to cure them in every way we can. But the key word here is Yizkor Midoysav Tomid V'yishkol Pa'uloysav. You have to constantly scrutinize, constantly engage in the efforts of examining the ways of our actions. And so in truth, it comes out that it is truly, it's no doubt impossible for a person to formulate, you know, the exact program of personal development that's going to be a one-size-fits-all for every person. Now, a person has to engage in self-improvement. You have to develop a program that is, you know, tailor-fit for each individual. What are your personality needs? What are the things that you have tendencies to fall prey to? There are some, nonetheless, I would say, some basic components that are both beneficial and crucial, really, to everyone engaged in that effort to grow and to change. Among these components are the study, of course, of texts, dealing with these ideas, with Musar, introspection, Cheshbon HaNefesh, making a self-accounting of a person's actions. It's what Shlomo Volbe writes in Alei Shor Yisoid HaChinuch, that the foundation of this ethical education is not listening to lectures or reading articles. Obviously, these are important start points, but it has to be a fixed daily session. It has to be Kvius Yoimis. A person has to literally every single day devote oneself to studying personality. What are your daily goals? What are the things that are holding you back? Learning works of Musa regularly, in depth, with constant review, in the same manner as a person studies Torah. Your Marva the Sedra, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, there's the Daf Hayomi. There has to be a Cheshbon HaNefesh Yomi. Whatever people say, they write, or advocate in the name of Musa, it's merely a detail associated with this central point, meaning the requirement to dedicate a daily period for the study of Musa and a personal accounting. It has to be Yomis. And that's very important, that the experience has shown that a person who sets a time, that sets this time aside every single day to study Musar and to focus on Cheshbon HaNefesh, every single day will change for the better without realizing it. It's going to be organic in their behavior, their concern, their ambition to reach higher levels of Torah and Torah personality. And when a person thinks about that, that's when change happens. Merely studying texts, of course, is not enough. A person has to ponder the ideas that they contain and analyze how to apply these ideas to their lives. And that's what we all have to do. An investment of time and regular energy spent toward this effort, serious introspection, can be the catalyst for incredible personal growth. So as we continue to learn together this topic, introspection, the recreation of oneself, it happens when a person does this every single day. A person makes a chart, a list, and really takes those variables and considerations of those things that hold oneself back, and to be able to grow and elevate and think about what it is that we need to do to be the best selves that we can possibly be. Okay, we'll continue this learning together. Wish you top of the week, a Shavua Tov, a Ketvach, healthy, happy day.